This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
What is this divine plan? I'm interested. I want in on it. Because the grace of God has changed my life. And so where are we going with this? There's a divine plan. There's a plan that we as Christians and we as believers of Jesus and we who are being taught by grace, there's a level, there's a standard that we can begin to live on.
Charlotte, North Carolina, are you ready for Change Experience 2023? Join Creflo Dollar and the World Changers Nation live on Friday, June 9th to get Psalm 91 equipped. Come worship with us and hear the life-changing message of grace in person. Seating is limited. Register now. Text CHANGE 2023 to 51555. Scan the QR code or visit CrefloDollarMinistries.org.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today.
Now today we're gonna talk about morality motivated by, you know, the rewards you get from being moral, to talking about the things you do that's motivated by the grace of God and the love of God. See, if you're not careful, you'll become this good moral person without Jesus. And to me, what good is it to achieve a high standard of morality, but to do that with the wrong attitude, or to think, well, I'm moral, and in a lot of cases, you're moral so you can gain the congratulations of other people. In other words, there's a motivation behind being moral, is that, you know, you get validated for being moral, morally right. And then people say to you, then, you know, you ought to do what you do out of just being a good moral person. But this is so much more. And so today I call this living life on a divine plane. There is a divine level of living that grace wants to take us to that will produce outstanding life. But we've got to understand that there is a difference, you know. You remember a while back, people would say, well, why do I need to be saved? I'm good. And what they were saying was, why do I need to be saved? I'm morally good. And you remember the response in those days, yeah, but good without God doesn't count. That is still absolutely the truth today. What's the motivation behind that? So in Philippians chapter 1 and 6, he says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. In the NLT Bible, again, it identifies that God is the one that's working. He says, and I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue His work until it is finally finished on the day when Jesus returns. Now, the performance of this is so very important. The beginning of the work was saved by grace. The performance of it is disciplined by grace. So He started the work. He is going to continue the work or perform the work. And the work that continues and the performance that goes on is the discipline that you get by grace. as I said to you before, that God never saves a person and then leaves him to himself to finish the good works. God never starts a good work and then turns it over to you to finish it. He not only started the good work in you, but praise God, he's going to finish the good work. But there is a divine plane that grace wants us to live on. And this is going to be a challenge today. And I won't say challenge, but it will challenge your religious thinking. The high standards of life which God desires in those who are taught by grace, it comes from the discipline of grace. And there is a high standard of living that comes by understanding grace and the discipline of grace. It's amazing how God, through the Holy Spirit, changes your desires. And here you sit today. I don't know how long you've exposed yourself to the gospel of grace, but there are desires that you used to have that are just not there anymore. You're just not interested anymore. Well, who did that? You? No. If you did it, you could have did it a while back. It was the Holy Spirit. He's been working on you, changing your desires. That's the area the Holy Spirit works on, to change your desires. And so the ideas of Christian conduct are, they're largely limited to high moral standards. And we don't want to do that. Listen, morale, being morally good, it's cool. It's just, how did you arrive there? Okay? We're not talking, we're talking about, being honest and, don't kill, don't steal, having good morals. And so the evidence of this being true is emphasized primarily upon attaining a high ideal or a high level of morality, or meeting the call of duty to morality, if you will. This is your duty. You have a moral obligation to do this, or a moral obligation to do that. And I tell you, some Christians could benefit just by doing that. We should be able to achieve those obligations through the grace of God and through the Spirit of grace, and not just a human birth of moral obligation. Does everybody understand what I just said there? So moral conditions as such are stressed, and that entirely apart from the believer's position in Christ. So we stress moral, our moral position, but we don't stress it from a place of our position in Christ Jesus. So think about what happens. I'm moral, but without Christ, that's gonna be an issue, okay? We don't have any problems with you doing the right thing or doing the good thing, but it always is gonna go back to what motivated you to do that. Because if it started with the wrong motivation, it may stop because of the wrong motivation. So, all of these by themselves, I mean, moral conditions such as, being honest and being conscientious, all those things, I mean, that's cool, but it is entirely possible for a natural man to learn to do and to be moral, not only because he must, but also because he chooses to do so. Again, let me give you a little list, because I want you to hear me when I say morals. Moral man is honest. A moral man is conscientious. He's diligent. A moral man is kind. He's loving. He's manly. He's self-controlled. He's chaste. He's courteous. He's self-sacrificing. He seeks the welfare of his fellow man, all because he esteems these virtues, and he's esteemed because of these virtues. He esteems these virtues, and he is esteemed because of them. Now, I wonder if that will become the motivation for being moral. I'm going to be moral because I'm esteemed. I'm held in high honor because I am moral. People have weird motivations behind the good they do. Amen. They have weird motivations behind the good they do. During Thanksgiving, everybody feeding the hungry. Because I'm esteemed on Thanksgiving if I'm feeding folks. And I ain't got no problem with that. Please understand. Good, great. glad. Want everybody to feed everybody. But when the motivation is out of love, it's not just on Thanksgiving. Give me some time. I'm working on the utterance of this. Man can learn to resist the what I call the basier things of life by the sheer power of his natural self. And I think that Christians would be more useful if they presented and pressed in more on some of these moral ideas. I really do. I think something is wrong when someone's motivated even by the wrong thing, but the output should be greater coming from people who are motivated out of love and grace than people who are motivated the wrong way. You don't say, well, just because they're motivated wrong to feed the poor that you don't feed the poor. No. I'm saying us who are in the church should be the demonstration of that. We should be the demonstration of morality more than people who are doing it for the wrong reason. So I can't get mad at people who are doing it for the wrong reason, because in some cases, if they don't do it, it don't get done. You sit around and wait the church folks do it, they got to feel something before they do something. I feel lead. Well, go and get on one of those cars outside, feel some lead, and go and do it. How are you going to be critical of somebody who's getting the job done? And, you know, anyway, just leave that alone. So, those qualities alone don't measure up to the high standards of life that are taught by grace. Those morals alone, there's something about a high standard of life higher than what I just described that should come by the grace of God. And so the purpose of grace is to produce in the believer a life on the divine plane. Now, I said to myself, I'm like, oh, there's a higher plane. There is a divine plane. And I became interested. What is this divine level? What is this divine plane? I'm interested. I want in on it. Because the grace of God has changed my life. And so where are we going with this? There's a divine plane. There's a plane that we as Christians and we as believers of Jesus and we who are being taught by grace, there's a level, there's a standard that we can begin to live on. And as I became interested in it and started studying it out, I was like, uh-oh, this cost. And I wasn't going to teach it to you because it was still freaking me out. But I figured we might as well go together on the divine plane, because we're going to need some help on this journey. All right? All right, so let's begin. Somebody said, I thought we already started. No, I'm trying to fill this thing out and see how we can get it to you. The very purpose of grace, again, is to produce in the believer a life on that divine plane. That's the purpose of grace. It's far more than character building. Thank God for character. But this is, we're talking about a divine level. I'm not being critical of moralities. I want to take it to the next level. I'm trying to move you out of this religious kind of carnal level. And let's, if nothing else, let's take a look at this divine plane, okay? The divine plane, because the divine life is expressed through the human body, the expression is similar if it's motivated by grace as it is the morality and the expression of that when we see it through. They both are demonstrated through the body. So whether it was a wrong motivation or a grace motivation, they both are going to be demonstrated through your body. Okay? They're both going to be demonstrated through your life. So it's far more than character building, because the divine life is expressed through the human body. The expression thereof can be similar or even identical with the expression of the finer qualities of human life. So let's take an example now, and let's see if we can move into this. Let's just say you have two persons that may contribute to the welfare of their fellow man. Now, in the one case, it may be the expression of a purely human life in order to gain favor with others. from a sense of fulfilling an obligation or even because of pleasure that's derived by it. So you got one situation where there's an expression that comes motivated by the favor that I gain from other people. Some of you already know, a lot of times people do good things just to get favor from other people. A lot of times preachers do good things to get favor from other people. Hey, if I do this, they'll give me an award. Hey, if I do that, you know, they'll notice me. Really, have you thought about it? Can you do what you do without no favor from nobody but Jesus? Why? This is always important with everything you do in life. What moves you to do what you do? And you got to start asking yourself a question. When people all of a sudden want to be connected to you, just pause and say, not trying to be rude, but it seems like everybody wants something. Tell me what it is you're trying to get out of this, and I can let you know if you're wasting your time or not. Isn't that right? So it's like, why? And so what happens sometimes is, you know, religion has you to use religious stuff to make it seem like you're one up on people that are doing it out of wrong attitude to be moral. They both are expressed, but one of them is, you know, he's doing it for favor. He's doing it for the pleasure of it. He's doing it for a lot of other reasons. Now, in the other case, it is because the love of God has been shed abroad in his heart. When you do it because the love of God is shed abroad in your heart, you're not looking for any reward. Whatever comes your way, it comes through grace and by Jesus Christ. But you're not, let me go back. You're not looking for any reward from man. Now, for some people, that's hard. Why do it then? Because the love of God is shed abroad in your heart. That's all the motivation you need. Why do it? Because I do it out of love. Ah, Brother Dawg, don't nobody do that no more. Everybody got to have a reason. No, I do it out of love. I want you this morning to examine why you do what you do. And as a born-again Christian, I am praying that is because the love of God that's been spread, shed abroad in your heart that moves you to do what you do. It's kind of weird to meet people who are Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, and they are being moved by the wrong motivation. And it has been my experience almost 41 years that when people are moved by the wrong motivation, they don't last long. Because if the motivation changes, or if the motivation is no longer there, guess what? They're not either. If they're not getting appreciated enough, well, I'm going to leave because I don't feel appreciated. Oh, my goodness. I thought you were doing this because the love of God was shed abroad in your heart. Well, I came to the church and I cut the grass and didn't nobody say thank you. Well, I wasn't doing it for no thank you in the first place. When I was serving in my church before I entered in as the pastor, and I would do a lot of stuff. I wasn't doing it to be validated by people. I was doing it because the love of God was in my heart, and I know God was checking it out. Too many Christians are looking for, and I have people tell me this today, well, people just want to be appreciated. And I get that. It's all right to appreciate people. It's a good thing to do. But if you don't, it ain't going to move me from where God called me. It's not going to move me from where God called me. Yes, I believe people ought to be appreciated. I believe people ought to be thanked. I believe people ought to be celebrated. But it's not going to move me out of the place. It ain't going to move me out of the place if you don't give me no pastor's appreciation once a year. Are you kidding me? The most important appreciation that I am looking for is when I stand before the Lord Jesus Christ. I need that appreciation. And I need to be all right with just doing what I do because the love of God has been shed abroad in my heart. Are you following me here? This is so important to me this morning. Now, so the one, let's go back and forth. Each case, you have an outward expression that's the same. But to God, there is a difference. The one is a life in self-determination and, you know, willpower. And the other one, and for personal gain, self-determination and personal gain. That's what the one is, self-determination and personal gain. It's going to look good on my portfolio. You know, if they ever give me an award, they can say that I feed the hungry and I do this, and I can sit up there and pat myself on the back and say, oh, you are awesome, you are wonderful. I don't want that. And neither does God. The other one is independence upon God and is a result of the teachings of grace. Now, one of the things I found out is that false cults, they place a great emphasis on these finer qualities of human conduct. False cults demand certain emphasis on morality. And like I said, nothing wrong with morality, but it's again, why are we doing it? Now, look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and 3. I didn't say it as many ways as I know how to say it. So watch this. 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 3. Paul said this. He said, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, or literally, I burn out doing good moral things, and I have not charity or love, he said, there is no profit. It profiteth me, watch this, nothing. Look at this same verse in the NLT. It profiteth me nothing. He said, if I gave everything I have to the poor and even sanctified, sacrificed my body, I could boast about it. Yep. But if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. I can boast about it. We can boast about all the great things we do for other people. We can boast about it. But if we didn't love them, I have nothing to gain except that which the world can give me. Now, the last thing I want to do is teach the gospel of grace only to raise up people who neglect the love piece. And every now and then we have to talk about the love piece. Now, in 1 Corinthians 13, the life produced by the teachings of grace has the outward manifestations, but it also has the right attitude towards God. I am moral, but I got the right attitude towards God. I'm doing these things, fulfilling moral obligations, but it's not even obligation anymore. It's having the right attitude towards God to help me to do what needs to be done. How are you moved when you face tragedy and unfortunate situations that other people go through? I'm teaching this because there's coming a greater experience in our world today where your brothers and sisters are gonna see how deep we do love. It's so easy to say, that ain't my problem. Easy. But what happens when you got people who have sat under a teaching of grace that miss the whole thing where the love of God is concerned and can't even and won't even think about, if it was me out there with no food, what would I do? That's their problem. I got my own problem. Shoot, I ain't eat last night. Wasn't nobody trying to give me something. See, wrong motivation to do that. Dude, I just don't want to be that kind of dude. I don't want to be that person where I don't have a heart of compassion for people who have a hard time.
Does your lifestyle reflect who you are in Christ? God wants us to live on a divine level, but that's impossible with our human ability. In the series, Living Life at God's Altitude, Creflo Dollar leads us on a journey of discipline through grace. You can get all three messages today for a love gift of $20 for CDs or $30 for DVDs. Visit CrefloDollarMinistries.org and click eStore. Scan the QR code or call the number on your screen to get yours before they run out.
Are you ready for Grace Life Homecoming? We are. We're lining up exclusive in-person experiences at the World Dome on July 13th through the 15th. We're bringing back the Teen Conference and Children's Ministry to make this homecoming a real family affair. Register right now and get travel discounts. Text Grace Life to 51555. Scan the QR code on your screen. Visit worldchangers.org or call 866-477-7683 today.
I think you would be amazed at what Creflo Dollar Ministry does every day around the world. Testimonies come in from all over about the impact we have. And I wish you could see the kids we feed. Their lives are changed and impacted for the better because of you, our givers. The seeds you sow into this ministry make a mark that can never be erased. And I want to thank you so much for your financial contributions into the kingdom of God and into this ministry.
If God has placed it on your heart to support the vision of this ministry to reach the world with the gospel of grace, you may call in to make your financial donations or log on to CreflodollarMinistries.org. God bless you.
No matter where you are on your personal journey, the Word of God can reach you. Tune in to World Changers every Sunday at 10 a.m. or restream at 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Have you ever had God save somebody in your family and they were no good for nothing dirty, but He saved them anyway, sanctified them, filled them with the Holy Ghost?
Text WATCH NOW to 51555 or visit worldchangers.org for more information about services and stream times.
I open my heart, I open my mind, I open myself up to God possibilities, to God happenings, God encounters, whatever He wants to do, however He wants to do it, but I refuse to live in the past.
We're in this together. No matter where we are world changers. See you online.
Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.